Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Godawari Power & Ispat Limited Q3 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by Go India Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Sana Kapoor from Go India Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Viren. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Godawari Power & Ispat Limited earnings call to discuss the Q3 and nine-month FY24 results. We have on the call Mr. B.L. Agarwal, Managing Director, Mr. Abhishek Agarwal, Executive Director, Mr. Siddharth Agarwal, Executive Director, Mr. Sanjay Bothra, CFO, and Mr. Dinesh Gandhi, Executive Director. We must remind you that the discussion on today's call may include certain forward-looking statements and must be therefore viewed in conjunction with the risks that the company faces. May I now request Mr. Dinesh Gandhi to take us through the company's business outlook and financial highlights, subsequent to which we will open the floor for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Sana. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us today for the Q3 and nine-month FY24 earnings con call for Godawari Power & Ispat Limited. Our financial results and earnings presentation is available on our website as well as on the stock exchange's website. I believe you have had a chance to review the same. I will take you through the results and the recent updates of the company, post which we will have the question-and-answer session. I'm pleased to announce that GPIL has demonstrated robust financial performance in Q3 and nine-month FY24, driven by increased production volume of value-added products, higher realization of iron ore pellet, cost-saving achieved through the year-on-year reduction in power and fuel costs. Not only this, I'm happy to share that GPIL has received the environmental approval for capacity expansion in the pellet plant, and the company has decided to increase the plant capacity of the integrated steel plant to 2 million tons instead of 1 million tons proposed earlier. Before discussing on the financial performance in detail, I would want you to appraise the strategic updates for the quarter and till the date. The company has received consent to operate the sponge iron plant at an enhanced capacity of 595,000 metric tons from 495 metric tons earlier. We have been awaiting this approval for the last more than one and a half to 2 years, and we are happy to announce that this has been now received. Based on the same, we have increased the guidance for our production volume in the current year itself to 590,000 tons. GPIL has also received consent to operate the steel melting shop at a higher capacity of 525 million tons from 400,000 tons at the existing plant at Sitara, Raipur. The enhanced capacity of billet is operational, and based on the same, the company has increased the guidance for the production of steel billet to 475,000 tons for the current financial year. Due to the consent for higher production of steel billet, sponge iron manufactured by the company shall be 100% captively consumed, which will lead to value addition and improvement in operating margins. The additional power required to operate the higher capacity in the steel melting shop will be met from the additional power being generated from recently commissioned higher-efficiency power-generating turbine and solar project commissioned in the recent past. Overall, the increased capacity is value-additive. Coming on the updates on the CapEx plan, GPIL planned to increase more than double the mining capacity at Ari Dongri mine, expanding it from 2.35 million tons to 6 million tons per annum. The enhanced mining capacity shall be operational on receipt of environment clearance, and production shall be gradually increased over the next 1 year. The company has already filed a revised mining plan for increased mining capacity of mine, and TOR is also received. The public hearing is expected to be concluded in Q1 FY25, post which the environmental approval is expected to receive. GPIL is also setting up a beneficiation plant at Ari Dongri mine with a capacity of 6 million tons. The estimated CapEx for the same is 200 crore. This will be set up in 15 months after the receipt of environmental approval. GPIL had earlier planned to increase the pellet capacity by 3 million tons. This will be done in two phases. In first phase, pellet capacity will be increased by 2 million ton and another 1 million ton will be done in the phase two. CapEx requirement for phase one expansion is 600 crore. As mentioned earlier, I am delighted to inform you that environmental approval for the same has been received and project is estimated to be completed in Q1 FY26. Further, GPL has decided to increase the capacity of integrated steel plant to 2 million ton instead of 1 million ton proposed earlier. Based on the detailed diligence done by the company, CapEx for the integrated plant has been revised to 6,000 crore for 2 million ton. The revised cost does not include the coke oven plant and thermal power capacity required for the project. The coke oven requirement for the project will be made from procurement of coke from market in place of coal and converting same into the coke. Similarly, electric power requirement for the project will be sourced from the solar power to be set up under the group captive arrangement with the third party. It has been planned keeping in mind the lower carbon emission and lower capex. The public hearing for the project has been completed and environmental approval is awaited. It is expected to be commissioned in 36 months upon receipt of environmental approval. GPIL is dedicated to minimizing carbon footprint and actively pursuing the objective by setting up four solar projects to establish the combined power generating capacity of 173 megawatt up from 155 megawatt proposed earlier. As of today, 145 megawatt solar power capacity has already been commissioned and we are actively contributing to the cost saving and reduction in carbon footprints. I am happy to share that out of 145 megawatt, 20 megawatt solar power plant of Hirapelo was commissioned in December, taking the total capacity in HFL to 52 megawatt and 23 megawatt of solar capacity for to meet captive requirement of power at Hinowri mine has been commissioned yesterday evening only after the board meeting. The balance solar power capacity remaining could not be commissioned because of the non-availability of contiguous land. Company is making efforts to purchase the land and same will be installed and commissioned in due course. Another 20 megawatt solar power plant that is to be set up to address the captive power requirement of fabrication and galvanizing unit is expected to be completed in June 2024. CapEx for the same is 80 crore, out of which 21 crore has already been incurred. This will result in cost saving by 3 rupees per unit besides reduction in carbon footprint. Further, a new high efficiency 48 megawatt turbine generator has been commissioned and duly synchronized with the grid in December 2023. The existing old turbine has been replaced with this new turbine, which is advanced and efficient in generating power and is expected to generate additional 7 to 8 megawatt electric power without any additional fuel cost, fuel consumption. The additional power generated from the new turbine will be used for captive consumption in steel, is being used in captive steel plant to replace the grid power. Debottlenecking capex for rolling mill modernization is progressing as per schedule and is expected to be completed by Q4 FY24. This will help meeting the company's requirement of steel in the fabrication and the galvanizing unit. Shareholders' approval for grant of 28 like stock options has been accorded in December and subsequent to which company has granted over 8.8 lakh ESOP to the eligible employees in January 2024. Coming on the financial performance, operational performance, I am delighted to mention that GPL has achieved higher even production volume in steel billet, ferroalloy power on quarterly basis and for sponge iron billet and power in 9 months basis. One of the major competitive advantage of GPL is captive iron ore mines. The captive iron ore landed cost for GPL is 2,800 crore from the mines as compared to market price of over 6,000 rupees a ton. Iron ore mining production increased by 9% quarter on quarter basis to 565,000 tons in Q4 FY24, though it dropped 13% YoY because of reduction in production volume in the Buryatibu mine. Coming on the sales volume numbers, iron ore pellet sales volume dropped 15% quarter on quarter, because of the piling up of certain inventory and the plant and at the port, which has been exported in January 2004. and the same will reflect in the sales volume of Q4 FY 2024. Production volume across division increased on YOY basis. The detailed production and sales volumes are shared with the investors in investors presentation. Realization for pellet increased 27% and 6% to 10,505 on YOY basis and quarter-on-quarter basis. On 9 months basis, realization of pellet increased by 11% to 10,205. Realization for other products showed a decreasing trend on 9 months basis. The cost for iron ore procured from the market and the coal was higher on quarter-on-quarter basis. Coming on the consolidated financial performance, the revenue for the quarter showed marginal increase of 1% and decrease of 11% to 1,309 crore on quarter-on-quarter basis and YOY basis. The reason for decrease in realization...
The person you are speaking with has put your call on hold. Other than Please pellet, stay on the line.
Lower owing to the piling of the stock at the port. EBITDA increased by 80% YOY to 331 crore owing to higher realization of iron ore pellet in Q3 as compared to Q3 of FY23 and saving in power and fuel cost. EBITDA margin increased to 25% as compared to 13% in Q3 FY23. Profit after tax increased to 229 crore, up 79%. PAT margin also increased to 17.5%. In Q3 FY24. Company continues to remain debt-free. The net cash on the balance sheet of the company as of December 23 is 768 crore approx. Coming on the 9 months performance, the revenue during 9 months dropped by 12% to 3,926 as compared to last financial year due to falling realization across the product range except the iron ore pellets. Our EBITDA increased by 13% to 999 crore in 9 months FY24 because of the increased realization in pellets and cost saving in power and fuel. EBITDA margin increased by 25% to 25% from 20% in 9 months to 23. PAT increased by 15% to 717 crore in Q3 in 9 months FY24. Now coming on the market outlook. On international front, global iron ore prices surged to $144 ton in January, up from $103 at the start of the year, and currently ruling at about $133 a ton. Import in China was strong, as there was no explicit steel production cut announced in China. At the same time, China domestic iron ore production lagged. The World Steel Association is forecasting steel demand to grow by 1.8% to 1,815 million tons in 2023, another 1 million tons in FY24. This argues well for demand for iron ore as well as expected the prices bode well around the current level. On domestic front, iron ore prices, as indicated by NMDC, 64 Fe fines have increased significantly to 5,110 rupees currently from 3,610 in January 23. Prices have recovered well from the low seen post imposition of export duty and are now closer to high seen in calendar 22. On the other hand, pellet prices after touching a low of 8,800 in July 23 has increased to over 10,000 rupees a ton in December end. And is currently at about 9,800 rupees a ton. Given the positive steel demand outlook, pellet prices should well remain supported at the current level. India remained one of the bright spots globally for steel demand. World Steel Association forecast India's steel demand to increase 8.6% in 23 and another 7.7% in calendar 24 as compared to 9.3% in calendar 22. Indian government push for infrastructure can be seen in recent budget with 11% increase in capital outlay to 11.11 lakh crore, argues well for the steel demand in the country and especially for the long steel product. In conclusion, I would like to emphasize that GPL is strong. Net cash balance sheet, competitive rates provided by its captive iron ore mine, production of high-grade pellet, over 2 decades of industry expertise, and dedicated and forward-thinking leadership, diligent employees, and dedicated and forward and support from all stakeholders bodes well for the company's growth in future. With this, I conclude my opening remarks, and we can now open the floor for questions and answers. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have our first question from the line of Jatin Damania from Swan Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Thanks, and thank you for the opportunity. Say, am I audible?
Yes.
So, just wanted to understand, now since we have got a consent to upgrade and we will be consuming entire sponge captively, but want to understand more on our expansion plan, because if you highlight the rationale behind dividing a pellet into a two phases, because earlier we were supposed to do a 3 million ton at one go. Now we are planning to do 2 and 1. So what is the rationale behind doing this?
Yeah, so, hello?
Yeah.
Abhishek, you are talking?
Yeah. Good morning.
Okay,
so
good morning.
That, you know, speaking the capacity in two phases, we want to...
Your voice is not clear, Abhishek.
Your voice is breaking between.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah, so the rationale is, you know, we want to integrate the pellet capacity with our iron ore mines so that, you know, we are able to maximize the production of high grade, because, you know, buying iron ore fines from the market and then making pellets, you know, in the long term, I don't see it's commercially viable anymore with the, you know, the capacities of pellet in India and, you know, the supply of iron ore. So to integrate, you know, the iron ore mines with the pellet plant capacity, we decided to, you know, reduce the capacity from 3 to 10. And then going forward, when we're able to enhance further capacity in the iron ore mining, we will probably go for another pellet plant. That's the only rationale behind it.
And so, and what is the, I mean, in terms of the mining approval for the expansion, where are we on that? Because, I mean, a couple of quarters has been done that we wanted to expand it to 6 million tons. And yeah, we are waiting on the...
We should be able to receive the environmental approval in Q1 of next financial year. And once we receive that, we should be able to ramp up the capacity, and I think by the next financial year, we should be able to touch the rated capacity of 6 million tons.
So that means in FY26, we will be at 6 million tons of the mining capacity in terms of the production. FY25, we will be somewhere around 5, right? If we get an approval.
Yeah. Everything is in line. So probably FY25, we should be able to ramp up to the levels of say 5 million, and then FY26, we should be able to, you know, ramp up to 6 million tons.
And by that time, our pellet will also be in operation.
Exactly. So that is the entire thinking behind, you know, reducing the pellet capacity from 3 to 2 in the phase 1.
And last two questions. One on Boria Tibu. Where are we? What is the status? Where are we? And in terms of the beneficiation, are we looking at setting up anything on the Boria Tibu?
Yes. We have already started working on the Boria Tibu mines. We should be able to apply for the environmental approval very soon. And once we have that in hand, we will start installing the plant. But, you know, looking at the current scenario, I think at least next 30-36 months is bare minimum where we're looking at Boria Tibu to come in the operations again.
But as of now, we don't have any impact on our performance, right, from Boria Tibu, because the mine is not working.
So in terms of financial performance, Boria Tibu performance, there will be no impact on the Boria Tibu performance.
And last question on our CapEx. Now, since we have highlighted that we will be doing 6,800 of the CapEx, so can you highlight what are the products that we will be producing from the integrated steel plant? How are we going to fund this CapEx, and what is the CapEx plan for FY25-26?
See, on the new greenfield, we are focusing only on the flat products. We are not thinking of going to long products anymore. We are all into long products. And the way Indian steel is, you know, shaping up, we think the demand for the flat product, you know, will be on the increasing trend. So we are only focusing on the flat product. On the capex side, as we already declared, you know, with the mining and the bottleneck and the new pellet plant, the, you know, 1,000 crores. So that will be done from internal accrual. And for the greenfield also, depending on the final CapEx, once we are able to start taking orders, we are confident we should be able to, bid.
Abhishek, we lost you in between.
For the CapEx, we are confident we should be able to, fund all the CapEx from the internal accrual only. The current pellet capacity, the mining expansion, and the further green sale.
And the CapEx for FY25-26, roughly?
For 25, the CapEx should be about, for the mining and the pellet should be about 800 crores. And after that, in 26, we should be able to start the new greenfield steel plant.
So that will be near about 1,500 crores, right?
Yes.
Sure. Thank you, Abhishek. That's all from my side. I'll come back in the queue if I have more questions. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Aditya Velekar from Axis Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, on the steel plant, we have announced the incremental capacity. So just wanted to understand from coking coal perspective, what will be our strategy means and what is the normalized EBITDA pattern you expect from the plant in future?
See, on the coking coal front, given the current scenario, we have no plans of putting up a, coke oven. We will directly import coke, and use it in the blast furnace. The rationale behind this, there are a lot of capacities in Indonesia which are, only making coke. Indonesia has, low grades of, coking coal. So a lot of investment are done in Indonesia. And our current capacity stands at about 20 million ton. And a lot of imports are already happening into India of, coke. So instead of putting up a coke oven, we want to save on the capex and directly import coke and use in the blast furnace. That is the strategy at the moment.
Understood. And can you come again on the capex spending profile for coming 5 years? If you can just repeat that, I've lost that part.
Okay, so for the pellet capacity and the mining expansion, it's going to be close to about 800 crores, which is already underway. And for the green field, the envisage, about 6,000 crores. Of course, this will be, closed down once, we are able to finalize the capacity and start taking orders. But so going forward next 5 years, I think we should be somewhere about 7,000 crores.
Understood. Thanks a lot. I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Vikas Singh from Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir.
Hello. Hi, Vikas. Hey. Yeah.
Hi, sir.
Go ahead, Vikas.
Sir, just wanted to understand the spot the pellet steel prices versus the 3Q average, how much up or down they are.
Can you please come again? You're not audible.
The spot prices versus the 3Q average, how much up and down they are.
So, see, the current spot prices in a domestic are hovering about 10,000 rupees and it is in line with the, the quoted average. So, not much change.
No, that is for the pellet. The steel products, the prices are down as of now.
Yeah, for steel, the quoted average was about 41 and currently the prices are about 39,000.
Understood. Understood, sir. My second question is, given the current domestic prices as well as export pellet prices, are we looking at the export more or we would like to sell in the domestic more? So how the mass is setting up right now?
See,
what is the difference between the net realization between these two at this point of time?
Alright, so we did start exports in the month of December. We have already done a couple of shipments. But, China is on holiday right now and as you all know, China, the iron ore prices have come down by 10%, in the last few weeks because the China market is quite weak. So currently, we are focusing on the domestic market because the realization is much better. But as in an opportunity presents, we are always open to start exporting again. So depending on the realization, we are open for both the markets, export as well as domestic. Eventually, it's about selling at the best price possible.
Understood. And so I just wanted to understand the thought process behind not going after the even power plant and tying up with the third party for the larger plant. So is it to something to do with the capex cost or the environmental clearance related problem? Because
no.
Usually it is advisable for us to have everything in house for the better margin. So how the margin dynamics sets up in that?
So see, there are two scenarios. One is, of course, the carbon emission part, you know, with the government of India focusing on decarbonization. So, you know, we also want to, you know, be on the same path. That is one of the reasons. Secondly, is on the commercial side. You know, today, operating a coal-based power plant where you don't have any captive coal mines and you picture everything from the open market, the power cost varies from, you know, anything between 4 to 5 rupees unit on the yearly average. And when you do a solar, and, you know, the solar plant, the yearly average is not more than, you know, 3.5 rupees. So commercially also will be saving on the operating cost, and on the carbon side also will be, you know, saving on the emission side. So both aspects were considered, and that's why we took the decision.
Understood, sir.
Yeah.
And sir, the pellet price outlook as per you, because I think that the yesterday pellet prices have actually gone down in the markets. So
it's okay, you know, 200 rupees. That's what I'm saying, 200, 300 rupees, you know, plus minus, depending on the steel market and the domestic demand, it, you know, doesn't make a difference. And, you know, I've always been, you know, mentioning, as a company, you know, with the volume we have, we always have order book of close to, you know, 30 to 45 days. So, sitting in pair, I can say we almost covered till March. So, the price is going down currently, doesn't impact, you know, our numbers for this quarter at least.
And so just one last question regarding Boria Tibu. Usually there are seams of, you know, good grade or low grade on the mining side. So have we done any survey which would give us an idea that whether the entire mine is of low grade or there's just we encountered a ore body which is of lower grade and then we could...
No. See, of course, you know, we have been running the mines for past few years. This year only we decided to, you know, close the mine due to commercial viability. So we know all the analysis, we know what grades are available. So the reason is because the overall quality of the mines is on the lower side compared to Idongri. So the best way possible is to, you know, make high grade from low grade and then bring it to the plant for usage. So that is the reason we have closed the mines and we are going for beneficiation in the Boria Tibu mines as well. It's a well thought decision, looking at the commercial viability of the mines and the longevity as well.
Understood. So the entire mine is actually as of lower grade.
Yeah, the average, yeah. The average is on the lower side compared to Idongri.
Understood, sir. Thank you. That's all from me.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Rakesh Roy from Omkara Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Maurice, sir. My first question regarding, sir, your numbers, sir, for Q3, FY24, your top line is nearby 1309. So out of 1309, how much is the other operating income, sir, in this one?
So there is no other operating income. Other income is shown separately in the results, which is about 20 crore.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, sir, when I calculate your sales number with your realization, it's come nearby 1262. So there is a difference between the numbers you have provided me or the numbers I have calculated. Your sales volume multiply by realization.
Okay, so the overall sales includes the sale of certain byproduct, scrap, etc., and which is not is part of the investor's presentation, and therefore there is a difference.
Okay, so compared to the last year, the big number, because if I check your number, is top line is down by 10-11% year on year, but when I calculate from the your sales volume or realization is up by 9%. So
the sales realization is up on 9 months basis, your steel plant realization are lower as compared to the same period last year.
Okay, so sir, same period last year scrap sale is more, sir, same period last year. Is high,
no, you know, there was a trading sale last year.
Okay, trading sale last year.
There was a trading sale, some quantity last year.
Okay. Right, sir. Right, sir. So my next question is regarding, sir, your margin part. If you say that due to the rise in coal prices and iron ore, the margin is down. So, sir, in January, coal prices has come down. So can we assume that for Q4 on next year, margin will improve from here on?
Yes, definitely, the impact of that will be reflected. Whatever price changes are there, either in finished product or the raw material, the same will reflect in the financial numbers.
So we see, we can expect that from Q4 margin, gross margin will improve.
No, that will depend on the realization of other products as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And just to be specific on the coal side, because we are importing coal for our DRI operations, and with the current inventory, so we always have an inventory of close to 45 days to 60 days, with in transit material. So the coal prices impact can be seen in the balance sheet going forward. So I would say Q1 of next financial year, you can see the impact of the coal.
Okay, agree, sir. Agree. So up to Q1 FY25, we can see the numbers.
Yes, correct. Yes.
Next question regarding, sir, you are recently you have put here, sir, you have commissioned nearby 25 megawatt solar power. So can we assume that, sir, your energy cost will come down in Q4?
Yes, definitely.
Partly will come down in Q4. And then the full impact you can get realized from Q1 of next financial year.
Okay, Q1. And how much is your asset currently energy cost in term of rupees, and or after how much is come down?
See, so currently...
yes, go ahead, Abhishek, go ahead.
So currently, our average energy cost per unit should be somewhere about 3.75 rupees. And going forward, it should be somewhere about 3.5 rupees. And it's come down from about average of 4.75 rupees. So we have already saved, 1 rupee a unit.
Okay. We can save 1 rupee a unit, sir.
At the moment, and going forward, once the pending capacity of solar gets commissioned, there will be further reduction in the per unit cost.
Agree, sir. Regarding, sir, your the next question is, sir, this, just you mentioned that you have exported some peanuts in December time. So which country you have exported, sir?
Peanuts? At the moment, all exports are going to China.
Oh, China, sir.
Yes, yes.
Any export order for Q4 also, you have any?
Yes, yes. We already are issuing one more order, which will happen in end of this month. And discussion already going on for the next month and future deliveries.
Okay. And we can assume that pellets realization will remain same, 10,500, or will come down?
It's difficult to say because you don't know where the market is going to go, because the key market is quite down in India. China has gone down. But Q4, we can expect similar realization. And in Q1, we don't know where the market is going to go. We're still sitting in Feb. So it's difficult to, assume what will happen in Q1 of next financial year.
So next question is, you have the increase your green field from 1 million ton to 2 million ton, sir. Any realization behind what you are looking, why you are increasing, or what you are looking for to 2 million ton, and which flat product and which market you are targeting, sir, by flat product?
See, to be honest, the rationale behind increasing capacity from 1 million to 2 million is because, earlier we were thinking of getting into long, we were, exploring all the opportunities, long, flat, round. But we realize, the flat product demand in India will keep growing up, especially in the automobile sector and, other the pipe segment. So keeping that in mind, we decided to increase the capacity, and we are only focusing on flat products. We have dropped the idea of getting into long any further.
Okay. So which side? You are just mentioning you are focusing on auto and pipe like this, no?
Basically, we're focusing on the HR coil.
HR coil.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Are we making any long products, sir, like a TMT bar we are making?
No, we are already making wire rod, which is the category of long products. We are not making TMTs. And we have no intention of getting to TMTs now. We'll keep making wire rods in the current premises, and the new plant will focus on flat product, the HR coil.
Okay, HR coil, sir.
Yeah.
And what is your outlook regarding, sir, demand scenario, and if you say the overall macro demand, macro outlook in the steel demand, sir?
Currently, the demand is quite weak, with the generations coming up. But, with the Indian steel consumption and steel production also going up, on month and year on basis. So we are quite positive in terms of the growth going forward.
Right, sir. Thank you. Thank you for my answer, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ketan from KP Equities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. First question on the integrated steel plant. So there has been a lot of back and forth with regards to the steel plant. So earlier we planned a 2 million ton plant, then we scrapped it. Then we decided to go to 3 million ton plant, then 1 million ton, and then now 2 million ton. So what is the thinking behind this? And do we require any further approvals different from the one that we had a public public hearing for recently?
I totally agree with your view. You know, we have been, going back and forth in terms of, our capacities and, the future expansion. But after a lot of deliberation and, studying the market, we finally freeze on the 2 million capacity, which will be focusing on flat product, as I just mentioned. And depending on the capex, as I said earlier, we'll be, mostly we'll try to do it from internal accrual.
Okay, all right. And you mentioned HR, right? We are focusing on HR. So.
Yes. Correct.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Ganesh from SGK Advisors. Please go ahead.
Sir, am I audible?
Yes, Mr. Ganesh.
Yes.
Please go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. So I'm looking at the profit and loss statement and looking at the year ago quarter, basically Q3 23, the purchase of stock in trade, there's a difference of 220 crores improvement this year, which looks like it has contributed majorly to the profitability. So, I mean, what are the components into the 220 crore? And my question is it also sustainable?
The profitability, if you see as compared to last financial year, the same period, the profitability has gone up mainly because of the, two, three reasons. Number one is increase in the, selling price of the iron ore pellet as compared to last year. It was about 8,500 something. It is around 10,200. Similarly, the production volume across the division, especially in sponge iron and steel billet, has gone up. Even ferroalloys, some production volumes have gone up. And the third component is saving on the iron and fuel cost. As you are aware, we have set up a lot of solar capacities over a period of last 1 year, and one by one it is getting operational. So all those factors are leading to, cost saving and therefore higher profitability. Is it sustainable in the future? We believe so. It is sustainable in the future. The only caveat is how the steel market and the prices would behave if somebody is the prediction. Otherwise, definitely it is sustainable.
Okay. So just one more question. Thank you. The steel mint pellet index, it used to be a good proxy for tracking our pellet realizations. But
yes,
I think in the last two quarters, our pellet realizations are diverged towards the upside. So is it mostly based on the higher quality pellets that we are manufacturing and selling?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit your questions to one or two per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, we would request you to rejoin the queue. The next question is from the line of Aman from Augmenta Asset Managers LLP. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi Siddharth. Can you throw some light on the iron ore prices? Because recently, since last few months, we have been seeing that NMDC is continually coming up with the price increase. So what is driving up this iron ore price increase, and it is directly beneficial to us? So could you let us understand the dynamics of the market currently, and what are you expecting going forward? What is driving this price increase?
So I'll tell you what is driving the market. See, post-COVID, once, the iron ore mines were auctioned by Government of India under the new MMDR Act, so, the supply of, supply of iron ore from the merchant mining has gone down quite a bit. Now, OMC is, can say, the kingmaker in the steel sector, and OMC does auction every month. basis that, you know, all the prices are, you know, probably decided at India level. The same now, IMDC is, you know, following the same mode. They have been conducting, you know, e-auctions for iron ore on monthly basis. And basis that, they have been, you know, deciding their Olympus prices on every month. So, and the second reason is, you know, the demand of iron ore in India is going up day by day because of the increase in production. But the generation from the mines, you know, the iron ore production from the mines is not being able to ramp up at the same capacity. So there is a supply between the demand and supply. That is the reason the iron ore prices have been going up in India. And of course, the China, you know, from $104 to $140, so a lot of low-grade fines below 57 has started exporting from India. So all the big miners like Rungta, they've been exporting the low-grade iron ore, and subsequently they've been raising the prices on the high-grade which is being consumed in India. So these two are the major reasons why the iron ore prices in India are on the upside. And I feel going forward, they will remain tight till the supply and is, you know, able to meet the demand supply.
Okay, okay. So going forward also, we are expecting at least for the next 6 months.
Yeah, if you look at the current scenario with China on the highest, with China, you know, number on the high side, I feel the iron ore prices should stay elevated.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anant Mundra from My Temple Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. I just wanted to understand, how are we planning to source power for the increased mining pellet capacity and also for the new steel plant?
Please, can you come again?
How are we trying to source power for the increased mining and pellet capacity as well as the new steel plant?
So we have already installed solar in the mining, which we informed the exchange yesterday only. So our mining will be, you know, close to 100% captive in terms of a green power. So that will be the sourcing for our power in the mining side. And on the pellet side also, we are going ahead with the solar plant. We'll be installing another 65 to 75 megawatts of solar. That will be, you know, used for running our new pellet capacity. So as we told earlier, you know, we are going ahead with green power in a big way. Of course, for two reasons. One is, of course, the commercial viability basis of coal power plant, and of course, the carbon emission.
So this the cost, the project cost does not include the power cost, right? For the new steel plant, the 6,000 crores project cost.
It does. So we will be going for a group captive solar plant. So the 6,000 crores which we have been in charge includes the power cost as well.
Okay. All right. That's it from my end. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kishan Toshniwal from Polar Ventures LLP. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon. I have one question only. The company is generating good amount of cash flows, which they are, again, it's good that company is again deploying back in expanding the capacity and all. But generating such a huge cash flow, do you see, or is there anything on the board's table that there could be a buyback or there could be a huge dividend that might come out every year, or you might change your dividend policy? That's my only question. Thank you.
See, as you would have seen in our investor presentation and discussions during this call, you know, we are almost on the verge of, you know, substantial increase in our capex outlay over a period of next 3 to 3.5, 4 years. And therefore, I believe so. As of now, our dividend policy remains same. And as and when, you know, our profitability improves and, you know, when the capex requirement goes down, you know, we are always open to increase the dividend, you know, or go for buyback or anything. But it seems like in the near foreseeable future, we'll have to conserve the cash in order to deploy the money into the capex plan.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Raj from Millie Consultant. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good afternoon. Two questions. One is that your this ferroalloy contribution or the what is the EBITDA per ton from the ferroalloy operation, as well as also if you can provide the EBITDA per ton on your steel product. I believe that your most of the profit is coming from the pellet operation. So whether the investment is giving return on ferroalloy currently or not, and whether how is the price of ferroalloy is currently.
See, on the ferroalloy side, you know, the market is quite subdued from, you know, past couple of quarters, you know. The prices, I would say rather, you go to the rock bottom. So currently the prices are hovering between 63,000 to 65,000 rupees a ton for the products we make. And in the only silver lining is, you know, we are able to reduce the power cost by installing solar plants. That will give us additional EBITDA. But in the current market scenario, I feel the ferroalloy prices are quite subdued. And the profitability remains quite constant, you know, going forward.
Can you share?
Unless until, you know, the demand of exports go up, because a lot of ferroalloys are exported from India, because India does produce an extra ferroalloy which is being exported. As you know, the international market is quite weak in terms of steel making, especially in Europe. So if the demand from Europe comes back, the prices from India should go up further.
So, can you share the number basically for steel contribution, if it is possible? Because
no, sir, it is not possible because we are preparing the numbers on a quarterly basis. But if you want to understand on a longer term basis, what we understand is that profitability keeps on changing depending on the price changes in the market. But on a longer term basis, over and above the pellet market price of the pellet, the steel plant does give the margin of 7,000 to 7,500 per ton on a longer term average basis.
Okay, sir.
But it is not possible to share quarter on quarter numbers.
Yeah, your this new addition or new plant will be of 2 million ton or 1.5 million ton?
2 million ton.
So 2 million ton steel making, you are projecting 6,000 crores, which looks, because the recent additions by other players has been far higher than this number of 3,000 tons per million ton or 6,000 for 2 million ton.
So, just to add to what you said, probably you are writing the numbers, but as we mentioned, few moments ago, so we are thinking of scrapping the coke oven, which will save us, even a money, plus going for a group captive solar that also will, help us save a lot of money. So these two accounts will be saving a lot of capex. So that is why the energy charge, 6,000 crore should be enough to, go ahead with the 2 million plant.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit your questions to one or two per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, we would request you to rejoin the queue. The next question is from the line of Faisal Hawa from HG Hawa and Company. Please go ahead.
There was this case in the Supreme Court which is pending, I think, which will probably allow iron ore exports, and they appointed some committee also on it. Is there any kind of progress on that?
Yeah, so as an association, we have an association called PMI, at national level. So we have been fighting the case as an association, and the next hearing is scheduled end of this month. So we'll get to know once the hearing is done. But what I know is that case, of course, the case is quite basic, but still we have to fight it out.
The Supreme Court may overrule the ban. Is there any chance or that's very?
See, the ban was imposed by the government of India a few months back, and they've already removed the ban. So the only case is, can people export iron ore and pellets, without any duty? So there is no ban as such. Already people are exporting fines, okay. And already people are exporting pellets out of India.
Okay, so the hearing is this one.
Yep.
And so what would be the difference in cost of mining for iron ore between us and NMDC?
Us and NMDC?
Yes.
NMDC would be very honest. I haven't tracked NMDC's numbers, but for us the current landed value to our plant is about 2800.
Okay, thank you very much, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nishtha Mukherjee from Big Mint. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking up my question and congratulations on a good set of numbers. So my question is, could you please elaborate on the breakup of sales target for high grade and the normal grade pellets that you produce, 63.5 and Fe66, and how is the response from the overseas market and your outlook for the same for FY25?
See, on the sales side, it remained the same. So we produce about 65% of high grade, 35% of low grade. Out of 65%, close to 50% is consumed for our steel making. So the overall sale of high grade will be about 35%, and 35% will be the normal grade in terms of sale only. And in terms of, you know, the interest of, you know, overseas buyers, so till now we are only exporting 63 grade pellets, and we are discussing with the European buyers for a 66 pellet, but since they have a long term, you know, with bigger suppliers. So now once March is over, we should be able to, you know, start supplying to your market going forward if the market supports. But at the moment, we are happy selling domestically and we are able to sell quite easily our high grade pellets.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vaibhav Kumar Dubey from Bigmint. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir.
Yes, Mr. Vaibhav.
Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, I wanted to know what is your outlook for FY25 on sales and market for pellet?
See, the sales should remain same what they've been, you know, focusing on quarter and quarter, because the production little changes unless there is a maintenance plan. So we're assuming the sales should be about 4.5 lakh tons for Q1 of next financial year. And the target, see, yeah, depends on the market condition. You're sitting in Feb, what will happen in April, maybe you don't know how China is going to behave, how the domestic price is going to be behaving. So it's difficult to contemplate and, you know, comment.
Okay, sir. Thank you and wishing you all the best for future.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Ganesh from SGK Advisors. Please go ahead.
Okay, sir, in one of the previous calls, there was a mention that we'll be limiting our sales of sponge iron. So do we have any policy, continuing policy towards that, number one? And secondly, do we have any policy towards limiting the amount of pellets that we sell versus what we produce?
No, there is no limit to it. The reason Mr. Gandhi mentioned is because our steel capacity has gone up with the consent to operate of our, you know, commissioning of new furnaces. So now whatever sponge will produce will be consumed captively to value add in making steel. That's the reason the sponge iron sales will be totally zero going forward in next financial year. And secondly, same is on the, you know, the pellet side. Whatever we produce in the plant, we consume captively. Remaining is sold in the market. So we never reduce the production in terms of steel capacity. Whatever remaining is there, we sell in the open market.
Okay, and with the expanded capacity we'll be having in another 4 or 5 quarters, I'm assuming we'll have a surfeit of pellets available compared to our consumption. So will that be the same case? Whatever is beyond our consumption will be sold?
See, currently my consumption is about 0.9 million tons annually for my DRI, and remaining whatever is produced is sold in the market. With additional capacity coming up, you know, in next financial year, that will also be sold in the market.
Got it. Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you very much, everyone, for joining, spending your time and joining with this conference call of Godavari Power and Ispat Limited. We are confident that we have adequately addressed all your queries. Should you have any further questions or need additional information, please feel free to reach us directly or contact our investor relation team at Go India Advisors. Once again, we sincerely thank you for all your active participation and unwavering support to the company. Thank you very much. Thank you all.
Thank you. On behalf of Go India Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.